So we are continuing our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are on the 8th canto and the chapter is 15. Bali Maharaj conquers the heavenly planets. Who is Bali Maharaj? He's the grandson of Prahlad, right? You know the story? You know the background of this canto? Little bit. So Bali Maharaj has become very, very powerful by pleasing his spiritual master, and now he has conquered the heavenly planets by the mercy of his spiritual master, Shukracharya, descendant of Bhrigu Muni, who has become very pleased with him and has given him all power. So this is the background which we are discussing this pastime. So let us read the verse number 34. Tam Vishvajainam Shishyam Bhrigava Shishyavatsalaha Shatena Hayamedhanam Anuvratam Ayajayan. So, the translation and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai. The Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu, being very pleased with their disciple who had conquered the entire universe, now engaged him in performing 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. Purport. We have seen in the dispute between Maharaj Prithu and Indra that when Maharaj Prithu wanted to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, Indra wanted to impede him. For it is because of such great sacrifices that Indra was made king of heaven. Here, the Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu decided that although Maharaj Bali was situated on the throne of Indra, he would not be able to stay there unless he performed such sacrifices. Therefore, they advised Maharaj Bali to perform at least as many Ashwamedha Yajnas as Indra. The word Ayajayan indicates that all the Brahmanas induced Bali Maharaj to perform such sacrifices. So we are seeing this very wonderful pastime of Bali Maharaj and how he ascends the throne and how his spiritual master is guiding him more and more to do the things to make his position very strong. This is what our spiritual masters will also do for us, provided we follow them. However, let's focus on what is here and then we will talk about the other things. So, there is a dispute between Maharaj Prithu and Indra. Who is Maharaj Prithu? He is actually a partial incarnation of the Lord, son of Maharaj Veena. And he was a very powerful, very righteous king. And he wanted to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. And he was very successful. 99 Yajnas were performed. And he was on the 100th Yajna when Indra, the king of heaven, got really scared. If this person does the 100th Yajna, he will become as powerful as me. And then he will come to conquer my kingdom. No way. I'm not going to allow it to happen. So what does Indra do? He comes in the guise of a sannyasi and he steals the horse. By the way, what is Ashwamedha Yajna? Yes. Ashwamedha Yajna, in the olden days, the king would set the horse loose and the horse would wander at will. And whichever kingdom it entered, that king had to do either submit to the king who had sent the horse, or fight. So this is how the horse would go around all over, and then when it came back, the sacrifice was performed in which the horse was not killed but put into the fire, but by the power of the mantras, it would come out alive and it would be given new life. This was the test of the path, the sacrifice. So this Ashwamedha Yajna bestows great merit on the king who performed it. So that's why in those days they would perform these sacrifices to please Lord Vishnu. And the animal was not killed. The animal was actually given new life. You're right. So Maharaj Prithu wanted to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas and become very powerful. But Indra would steal the horse every time. And Maharaj Prithu's son went after, because as Indra was stealing that horse and leaving, Atri Muni saw him and reported, "This person is stealing the horse," because suddenly the horse is nowhere to be found. How will the sacrifice go on? So Maharaj Prithu's son went after, captured the horse and brought it back again, and Indra escaped. And this happened several times. And then finally, Maharaj Prithu got very angry and was now going to chase after Indra to fight with him, when Brahma came and stopped the whole thing. He said, "You've already done 99. Do not try to usurp the position of Indra, because he's so concerned about position. He's already introduced so many irreligious practices, such as coming in the guise of a sannyasi to steal this horse. And because he's in the guise of the sannyasi, everybody pays respects and doesn't know what is happening. But this is how the sannyasi garb has been used by cheats to get people to submit to them and get money and power and all." So it began with Indra doing all these things, cheating. So here we want to impress upon ourselves that what is the sacrifice for this age of Kali? Is it Ashwamedha Yajna? Is it Gomedha Yajna? Is it Rajasuya sacrifice? What is the sacrifice for this age of Kali? Hare Krishna! That's right! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Lord Chaitanya, in his mercy, has decided to make it very easy and very simple. Because we have to perform sacrifice to please the Lord. Anad bhavanti bhutani. It's only by the rains that the grains are produced. And how are the rains produced? By performance of sacrifice. So even in Bhagavad Gita, I'm going to read out to you chapter 3, verse number 12. You will see over here what a beautiful description Srila Prabhupada gives. Maybe I will also read a little bit about this pastime, where Srila Prabhupada explains about Maharaj Prithu performed this Ashwamedha Yajna, but in this age of Kali, we are asked to perform the sacrifice of chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, let's see. Maitreya Muni is speaking to Vidur, describing this pastime of Maharaj Prithu. It's in the fourth canto, chapter 19. We are talking about verse number 7. "My dear Vidur, in that great sacrifice, the entire land came to be like the milk-producing Kamadhenu, and thus, by the performance of Yajna, all the daily necessities of life were supplied." And in that particular purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, you ready to hear? You ready? "In this age, however, it is very difficult to find qualified brahmanas who can perform sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas. Therefore, it is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yajna Sankirtana Prayai, that by performing Sankirtan Yajna and by satisfying the Yajna Purush, Lord Chaitanya, one can derive all the results derived by great sacrifices in the past. King Prithu and others derived all the necessities of life from the earthly planet by performing great sacrifices. Now this Sankirtan movement has already been started by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. People should take advantage of this great sacrifice and join in the society's activities. Then there will be no scarcity. Haribol! If Sankirtan Yajna is performed, there will be no difficulty, not even in industrial enterprises. Therefore, this system should be introduced in all spheres of life, social, political, industrial, commercial, etc. Then everything will run very peacefully and smoothly. Srila Prabhupada is making it very clear that whatever sacrifices were done in the past, now it can be done by this sacrifice of chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, now in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 12, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord Chaitanya, however, inaugurated the easiest performance of yajna, namely the Sankirtan yajna, which can be performed by anyone in the world who accepts the principles of Krishna consciousness. So, my dear spirit souls, we don't have to worry about getting mountains of ghee and having a huge arena and inviting thousands of sages, right? And catching a horse and finding qualified brahmanas and then sitting in yajna for hours, days, weeks, as long as we simply have to chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the only thing that the Lord is asking us to do. Only thing. Just chant Hare Krishna and make your life successful. Why is this chanting so important? What is so great about this chanting? It is the greatest thing because it is coming from the spiritual world. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. It is a gift of love coming from Radha and Krishna to uplift you, to pull you back to the spiritual world. So simply by this chanting, we will get purified, we will get all intelligence we need, we will get all the facilities we need, we will get all that is needed to make our life successful. And what is success? Is it becoming a big, big GBC? Is it becoming a big, big sannyasi preacher? Is it becoming a big, big merchant? Is it becoming a big, big pandit? Success is seeing Krishna face to face. That's success. And that will happen when we get pure in our heart. And there is a process for that. Right? First, sadhu sangha. We get attracted to the association of good people, godly, saintly people who are following this process of Krishna consciousness. And when Krishna becomes pleased by our sincerity, because he is in our heart, he brings us into the association of devotees. As we associate with devotees, our strength, our faith becomes stronger. Adau Shraddha. Then we start hearing the pure devotee of the Lord speaking the words of the Lord. Because the pure devotee speaks non-different from what Krishna has spoken. So we say, I like this spiritual master. I like to listen to his lectures. And then my heart becomes peaceful and happy. So then we start developing faith in a particular teacher. And then we want to surrender to them and say, please guide me in bhakti. So then we get initiated and we officially become so-and-so das or dasi. Finally, we take on our real role, which is that of servant of Krishna. And then comes the process of anartha nivritti, clearing up of all the impurities that have been accumulating for millions of lifetimes called anartha nivritti. Then we become very steady. That means nothing can shake us. We are very sure this is what we want to do, and we become fixed in our practices of bhakti. That is called nishtha. Then from nishtha comes ruchi. You start developing a sweet taste for the devotional service you're doing. Then comes asakti. Now you're completely absorbed in Krishna. You cannot not think of Krishna. Asakti. Then comes bhava. And then comes prema, pure love of Krishna. And this, my dear spirit souls, is the goal of the human form of life. Prema pumartho mahan. Invoking that love which is already there. It is already there in everyone's heart. Not just humans, everyone. Every living entity has dormant love of Krishna. But their consciousness is very much covered over. If you are in a tree body, an ant body, a dog body, a cat body, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that's all. You have no ability to think of something higher. But in the human form of life, we have this rare opportunity to reconnect with who we really are and go back home to Krishna. And Krishna has made it very easy. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, so kind, so magnanimous, so compassionate that it is unbelievable. He has given pure love of God freely. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Anybody, come on, start chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's this beautiful verse. Because in this age of Kali, we don't have so much strength even to chant properly. We are distracted, we are tired, we are stressed, we are upset, we are irritated, we are annoyed, we are this, we are that, all the time something or the other. But you know what Lord Chaitanya says? Just remember me, and difficult things will become very easy. There's a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, things that are very difficult to do become very easy if one somehow or the other remembers Lord Chaitanya. But if one forgets this Lord Chaitanya, then things that are very easy to do also become very difficult. So you see how important it is to remember Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya has come in the form of his name, and he wants us to constantly remember him so that all the difficult things become very easy. Exactly. And this is Krishna's injunction in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says the same thing. Always remember me. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage to me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So Lord Chaitanya is giving you this chance, my dear spirit soul. Come back. Don't waste time. Don't keep repeating the cycle of birth and death. Don't keep on coming back into the womb of a mother again and again and again. There's a beautiful bhajan. Have you heard of Adi Shankara? Anyone has heard of Adi Shankara? Okay, Srila Prabhupada quotes this particular bhajan. It's called Bhaja Govindam. Have you heard of this? Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam Mudhamate. So the legend goes that Adi Shankara was walking with some disciples. And on the road, he saw an old man sitting under the tree and laboriously writing some rules of grammar. And his heart just melted with compassion. Here is this old man on the verge of death, and he's wasting his time trying to learn grammar. And so he composed this song saying, "You fool! Take the name of Govinda, worship Govinda, and go back to Krishna." So this is the same message that all the great saints are telling, whether it's Adi Shankara, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Jesus Christ, Muhammad, Baha'u'llah, everyone is saying the same thing. This is not your home. Go back to the spiritual world. And in this particular song, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, he sings this. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare shayanam, iha samsare, bahudustare, iha samsare, bahudustare, kripaya pare, pahi murare, kripaya pare, pahi murare, bhaja govindam, bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja mudhamate. It's a very beautiful South Indian bhajan in which he is saying, don't take birth again and again. Don't come back in the womb of a mother again and again. Why are you doing this, spirit soul? Go back to Krishna, where you have eternal life. That is your home. So this message is coming again and again to us from so many different sources. Isn't it time we become serious and take it seriously? What do you think? Yes? We want to become serious. We want to take it seriously because we don't want to keep repeating this cycle of birth and death. We have done it so many times. And not only we have done it so many times, we have come in different species of life and done it many times. My soul has been in the body of an ant, a grasshopper, a cockroach, a reptile, a snake, a bird, a fish, an elephant, a whale, a camel, an ass, everything. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt, finished. So why should we do this again and again to ourselves? And what is there anyway to look forward to? Old age, diseases and death. So those of us who are young, sometimes we don't have much credence, we don't give. But as you start growing older, believe me, you're going to take it more and more seriously because you realize what Srila Prabhupada is saying is true. That this world is really a place of misery and everything is temporary and everything is changing and everything is passing and we are growing old and guess what? You're going to die. Actually, not the real me, but my body will die and I will be forced, whether I like it or not, to again go into another body. Now, what kind of body we will get depends on my activities in this lifetime. So if Krishna eyes our lives by thinking of Krishna all the time, we will go back to Krishna. And Krishna says this in the Gita. Those who worship me will come back to me. Those who worship the ancestors will go to the planets of the ancestors. Those who worship the demigods will go to the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and hobgoblins will go to that planet. But those who worship me will come to me. So do we want to go? Yes? Very good. So we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this is such a joyful process. When we all come together and we sing, we become joyful. And all our anarthas flee by taking part in the Harinam Sankirtan. This is the beauty of the Hare Krishna process, that everything that we don't want, which is not good for us, will just flee. And all that we need will be brought to us. So we chant and we take part in the process. We follow the instructions of the spiritual master. We read the scriptures. We purify our lives and we qualify to go back home, back to Godhead. We have to qualify to go back there. We can't just go just like that. We have to prove to Krishna that we really want him and not the things of this world. So we can only purify ourselves, purify hearts, cheto darpana marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together and thus extinguishes the blazing fire of conditioned life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is a life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So the spirit soul is thirsting for real love, for real happiness, and that comes only on the spiritual platform. On the material platform, we will get some happiness and distress too, but that is temporary. How many pizzas can we eat? Huh? How many wonderful places can we see? How many clothes can we have? How many intimate relationships we can have? After some time, you can't do it anymore. But on the spiritual platform, the happiness goes on increasing and increasing and increasing. So the wise man does not take part in the sources of temporary happiness because it's going to come to an end. The wise person goes for what is permanent and eternal and ever increasing. Hey, who doesn't want that? Right? So let us follow this process very sincerely, make our life successful and then help others to make their life successful. Especially, this is a mandate given by Lord Chaitanya to those born in the holy land of India. He says, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jar, janma sarthak kari karo para upkar. Those who have taken birth in the human form of life, in the holy land of India, you make your life successful and then help others make their life successful. And Srila Prabhupada is very strong on this point. In one lecture, he said, Indians are not men for exploiting others. You make your life successful, follow this process and help others make their life successful. So it's a very great responsibility. And actually, this is a responsibility of everyone. Lord Chaitanya has said this. Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. And then, Lord Chaitanya also says, my holy name will be spread all over the earth in every town and village. So we have this responsibility now to do our best to practice Krishna consciousness nicely and then give this process to everyone we meet. Then Lord Chaitanya becomes very pleased and our life becomes more and more blessed and we start becoming instruments for Lord Chaitanya to use in spreading the Sankirtan movement. You know, my Guru Maharaj a few weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when, but right here in this temple, on this Vyasasan, Guru Maharaj said, we need many preachers. He said, we need men preachers and we need women preachers too. So, Vaishnavis, I hope you're listening. Every one of us has to take our duty of spreading Krishna consciousness. And don't think it is only the guru's job. Remember, you are a guru to someone. Someone is watching you and learning from you. You may say, I'm just a housewife, I'm just a homemaker. Your child is watching you. You may say, I'm just a teacher, I don't have, you know, married husband, kids. So your kids are looking at you, your students are watching you. You may say, oh, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a husband or a wife, I'm just, you know, living by myself in a little house. Your neighbor is watching you. Someone is watching you and trying to learn something from you. So each one of us, I'm just a mother. I have one daughter. But I know very well my daughter is watching me. She's observing what I'm saying, what I'm doing, how I'm behaving, how I'm not doing things. And she is learning from me. So it is very important for me to conduct myself in such a way that she becomes Krishna conscious. So don't think that is only the job of GBC, sannyasis, gurus, temple president, this one, that one. It is everyone's job to do their best to become Krishna conscious because someone is watching you. Actually, the whole world is watching us, the Hare Krishnas, because the world is in such a difficult stage right now. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is the movement which will save the world. So how responsible each one of us must be to conduct ourselves in a very Krishna conscious way and then help others become Krishna conscious. Yes? Ready? So let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then give this mantra to whomever you meet and help others become Krishna conscious. This is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. And we give the books, we give prasadam, we give the mantra, we invite them to the temple, and their journey of Krishna consciousness begins. Can we all do that? Yes, very easily. We are doing it, isn't it? We are going on Harinam, we are distributing the books, we are distributing prasadam, we are giving the holy name, and people are getting attracted and coming to the temple. This is how our movement will propagate more and more and more. So thank you all very much for listening so patiently. We will now open up for questions, comments, realizations, criticisms. Okay? A translator, was I going too fast for you? Okay.
Thank you. We have in English, yeah. Is the first feeling we feel towards Krishna the forgotten relationship with Him, or is it just the result of our conditioning and karma in the current life?
Repeat the question, please.
Yeah, okay. Is the first feeling we feel towards Krishna the forgotten relationship with Him, or is it just the result of our conditioning and karma in the current life? I don't get it also, but I can repeat.
Is the first feeling that we have towards Krishna, when you first meet the devotees, the first feeling you have? Is that when you first come to Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It is your soul reawakening. It's your soul waking up and realizing, this is what I have forgotten. This is what I have been missing. So it's a feeling of wanting Krishna again. It's not artificial. It's real. So that feeling of longing for Krishna, which arises when we first come to Krishna consciousness, that is actually your soul remembering, I was with Krishna and I have forgotten Him for so long. Now finally, I'm coming back. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but when we come to Krishna, we don't know nothing about. When you're attracted to something or someone,
i imaš tak prvi taj neki osjećaj da je on tvoj gospodar, da li je to taj zaboravljeni osjećaj, odnos između nas?
You have feeling that
microphone, so that
you have feeling that the Lord is
your master,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that relationship right between us, or is something else?
Why we should even think there's something else? Whatever you're feeling in your heart, that's real. I mean, it's a genuine feeling that you have. Why do you doubt that?
No, I'm not doubting
that. That if this feeling now is our eternal relationship with Krishna. Mm-hmm. That's meant Dasya Rasa or Dasya
mm-hmm.
Rati.
Mm-hmm.
So this is question. Because if one feel Krishna is my master, I'm his servant, Is this my eternal relationship with Krishna?
It could be. We cannot say at this early juncture what our rasa really is, but it begins with dasya, that's for sure. We are all supposed to engage in service to Krishna. And over time, the real eternal rasa will be revealed to us. So initially, you know, whatever feelings we have, whatever sentiments we have, it is coming because we have had some experience in our past lives maybe, because when we come to Krishna consciousness, generally we are picking up from where we left off. So there's a reawakening of sentiments, of feelings for Krishna that you have accumulated from many lifetimes. So we begin with dasya, we begin with service, but ultimately what our eternal rasa is will be revealed at the higher stages of bhakti. So don't worry too much about it now. You just continue to engage in devotional service, just continue to chant Hare Krishna, just continue to follow the process, and don't worry too much what is my eternal rasa, because in time everything will be revealed to the sadhaka. Curious. Okay. Thank you for the question. Good question. Yes. Samyadatri, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your nice lecture. When I was in secondary school, I listened to Beatles. I listened to George Harrison, My Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Then I remember, I think my soul was awakened,
mm,
because I was crying and I don't know what happened with me.
Mm.
I was singing, but I didn't have a concept of God, because I was not religious, nothing.
Mm.
But was so feeling, I non-stop listened to this Sweet Lord, mm-hmm, My Sweet Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then passed time, and when I was about 20, I traveled through Europe and I was in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Harinam.
Haribol!
And I want to go dancing with them.
Mm.
With them to go, and I have with my boy, mm-hmm, then husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he was angry and said, sit down, be quiet, not be so crazy.
Mm.
And so many time have passed and so many happened, nice or bad thing. Mm. Why so many? I was not time for me or karma or what? The soul was waking. But so many time passed to come in Krishna consciousness.
Right. And that's, yes, it's because, you know, our maya is very strong, the material energy is very strong. So though the soul may have got wakened, we have so many constraints, you know. Mommy says, don't go to this Hare Krishna temple, they're all weird people. And, you know, being children, we are scared. Even though we may want to go to the Hare Krishna temple, we are under the authority of our parents. This has happened, you know, small children are very attracted, they want to go to temple and mommy and daddy say, nothing doing, go to school, enough of all this nonsense. And so they are scared and they shut down and they are quiet. Then again, after a few years, they meet devotees and they say, oh, I love this Hare Krishna movement. And then again, parents say, no, nothing doing, you can't go, this is not right, they are crazy, they are weird, they are mad, and so on and so forth. And then finally the time comes when that child or that soul really wants Krishna. Really wants Krishna. And then it doesn't matter what mommy says, daddy says, anyone says. You just want to go and be with the Hare Krishnas. So in your case, your authority figures were your parents and then your husband, who didn't like that. He said, sit down, don't be crazy, don't run after them and so on. So you were under the authority of another person, and so you had to follow what they said. But finally the time came when you just wanted Krishna. Then nothing can stop you. So many of us, you know, we come across the Hare Krishna movement, but we are scared to join also. Jayapataka Maharaj, you know Jayapataka Maharaj, you know His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, when he first came across the devotees, something happened and he started running away from the Haridam. He started running away from the devotees. He was like, what's happening over here? And he ran away. Then after some time, he said, no, I really want to know what this is. And then he came back and he was in the temple and he met Jayananda and he engaged in the first Rath Yatra, and that's how he joined. And he speaks about his experiences about how when he first came into a temple and some devotees were so heavy, he was like, oh, I don't know that I want this. So we can get put off also. We may actually come into a temple and there'll be some devotee who's rude or mean or harsh. And then we say, hey, I'm not going to that temple again. But then Krishna again finds another way to catch you and bring you back. So we have many twists and turns in our journey. But when we finally decide, Krishna, this is it. Nothing else matters. Nothing can stop you. You know, there's a story of what you're speaking reminds me of Mirabai. Mirabai was a queen. She was a queen. But at a very young age, she was given a beautiful doll, actually, a murti of Krishna, because she was seeing a wedding procession. She was a very young girl. And she said, when will I get my bridegroom? Where is he? And so they gave her a doll, saying, this is your bridegroom. And it was Krishna. And she started, you know, loving Krishna, and finally became completely devoted to Krishna. So much so that when she came of age of marriage, she didn't want to marry. She said, this is my husband. Why will I want to anyone else? But of course, the social customs were such that she had to marry. And she told her husband, I will perform all my duties as the queen, but I cannot be your wife. My heart, my body belongs to Krishna. And he had to accept that, Rana. But then she was confined within the palace. See, in those days in India, respectable women were not even seen in public. They had their own special ladies' quarters. And whenever they traveled, it was a covered palanquin. Nobody could see the face of, you know, even a respectable lady. What to speak of the queen? So she was in her palace and she was doing her puja and her singing. She was completely lost in love of Krishna. Completely lost. And at one point, her heart was bursting so much with love, she couldn't remain in the palace. She had to sing about the glories of Krishna. She said, all this jewelry and bangles and chains and heavy silk saris is just a burden on me. I don't want all this. She left the palace. She gave up her queenly robes, jewelry, garment, whatever it is, took to simple clothes, and she had an ektara. Ektara is a one-stringed instrument, you know, like a one-stringed instrument. And it was only Hare Krishna all the time after that. And she was in the streets, the queen. It was a scandal. A queen on the streets singing and dancing like a mad woman. She couldn't help herself. Her heart was bursting with love for Krishna and she wanted to share that love with everyone. And she was simply singing and dancing. Mere to giridhar gopal dusaro na koi. She was just singing. Giridhar Gopal is mine and I am Giridhar Gopal's. What can I do? At another time, she sings another beautiful song. It says, this is that Ashlish Yava Padaratam Pidastumam, last verse. You know, it's literally that. She says, Jo tum todo piya, main nahi todu, tori prit todi Krishna, kaun sang jodu. Jo tum todo piya, main nahi todu. The meaning is that, Krishna, you may leave me, you may leave me, you may abandon me, but how can I leave you? And after leaving you, with whom can I join? There's only you for me, no matter what you do. So this is this Ashlesha Vapadaratam, the last verse of Shikshashtakam, where Lord Chaitanya says, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is free to do anything and everything, for he is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So she had reached this point. Whatever you do, Krishna, I am yours. And then, because it was a royal scandal, the queen running around in the street singing, you know, Hari guna gavata nachungi main to, Hari guna gavata nachungi main. She says, I will sing and dance only about Hari now. Beautiful song she has composed. Pagagungure, pagagungure, pagagunguru bandhamira nache re. I will tie anklets and I will simply sing and dance for Krishna. She is completely lost in her love for Krishna. She doesn't know anything but Krishna. She's only singing about Krishna. She has given her life to Krishna. Whatever you do now, Krishna, with me, I am yours. She says, I have no one. I have no one but you. Tata mata bandhu. Tata mata bandhu brata. Apunana koi. Chhad de kulalaz mein kya karega koi. Mere to giridhar gopal. Mere to giridhar gopal. Dusaro na koi. What is her song? I have nobody but you, Krishna. I have no brother, no sister, no father, no mother, no one. I have only you. Because everyone rejected her, obviously. Crazy, I mean, woman, she's running around, she's creating a scandal, she's bringing bad name to the royal family. So, the Rana sends a lota of poison. Drink this. What does Meera do? She offers it to Krishna. And she drinks it. Krishna turns it into Amrit. And she sings about this also. Vish ka pyala Rana ji ne bheja. The Rana sent me a lota of poison. And Krishna made it into nectar. She was so surrendered. Okay, I'll drink the poison. Of course, Krishna, you know, can change anything for his devotee. So he turned that poison into nectar and nothing happened to her. Then the Rana threw her in jail. You're going against the royal traditions. You're going to be tried, on trial, for her devotion to Krishna. So all sorts of tribulations she underwent. And she was a queen. But she just gave her life and her heart to Krishna, and Krishna protected her completely. Of course, we don't follow Mirabai because she is not in our disciplic succession. I must say that. Because it is not clear who was her guru and what tradition she followed. But she had pure love, spontaneous love for Krishna. She had reached a very exalted position. So like this, there are very many great saints. Saint Teresa of Avila in the Christian tradition. Completely, completely devoted to Lord Jesus. Completely. At a very young age. So great souls are there to teach us how to love God by their example. They just give their lives to Krishna and then Krishna takes care of them. So you're Mirabai? Savyadatri? She loves Krishna. That is obvious. Thank you. Because of you, remembered a great soul and we remembered her bhakti. All these songs I learnt in childhood about Mirabai, and you helped me to remember the bhakti of Mirabai.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I hope to listen more time.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody would like to say? Yanava? Okay. Kripamoy Prabhu? You're listening very patiently. Lalit Govind Prabhu, you have anything to say? Please, microphone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Narasimha Siva Prabhu wants to say something? What is that? Oh, Prabhu knows a lot. You have to look at all these great devotees, how steady they are in their service. How steady they are. No matter what is going on, they are at their service. We have to learn how to become nishtha by watching them. This is a very, very exalted position. It's not so easy to become steady in Krishna consciousness because our anarthas always are knocking us back, you know. We do something for 10 days and then 12 days finished. But they are at it every day, day in and day out, no matter what. That is called nishtha. We have to strive to reach nishtha because then only we can make progress in bhakti. Become steady in your service. No matter how small it is, how little it is, we have to become steady in our service. That means come rain, come shine, come hail, come snow, come winter, come summer, we are doing our service no matter what. So we can learn from seeing all our senior devotees. We can see our senior pujari over here. No matter what, he's there for Mangal Arati, Darshan Arati, all the Aartis, he's there. So all these are very great qualities and we can learn by watching our senior devotees how to be, how to become steady in our services. Thank you. Vala Lepa.